I want you to have the best video submissions you can possibly have. In order to have the best video submissions, you need to know a little bit more about editing. So without going too crazy today, we're going to tackle really good editing tips on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I am Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a good day, and I can't wait to share with you all of this cool and new information about how to edit your videos. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I want to thank you for tuning in to this podcast, this podcast video. If you're new to Casting Actors Cast, you're more than welcome. This is a really excellent community of actors who are getting some insights, some tips, some suggestions on how to be better at the business of show. Everything from acting tips to technology to, oh, I don't know, what it is to be an actor on a day-to-day basis and the struggles and the fun. And I think this is kind of a cool place. And so I want to thank you for joining us today. Also, this is that moment where I want to say give my deepest thanks to my friend at Actors Connection. They continue to provide really excellent classes, workshops, incentives, intensives, all kinds of really neat things taking place with industry professionals, people who are working in the industry, giving you information on how to be better. So what better place would you want to go to than Actors Connection? And I'm really grateful to them because they allow me to give a shout out. And then they, of course, when they do their email blast, they mention my podcast. So that's our kind of agreement. And hello to my dear friends, Tony and Colleen, who continue to provide excellent programming. So do check out actorsconnection.com/New York to find out more information. So today's podcast is all about video editing tips, techniques, and some concepts that are here to help you become better when you do your self-submit videos. And you know we're going to be doing these self-submit videos for a long time to come. And so why not get a little bit more information? Now, I'm not here to sort of get you overwhelmed about the technology and becoming a video editor. That's not my intention. But there are a few simple ideas, some concepts that I want to share with you that can make your submissions look even better. And that's what this is all about today.
Have a question for Jeffrey? Just go to castingactorscast.com and use the comment form. Jump into the talent pool. It's easy. Here's Jeff with this week's questions.
It all started when I received this message from the podcast website. You can go to the podcast website at castingactorscast.com. There's a place where you can fill out a form that says dive into the talent pool. And you can leave a comment or ask a question or I don't know, whatever you want. When you make that submission, it'll open up another box, and that box will lead you to a free downloadable PDF book. I'm giving it away completely free, called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. And that's a 100-page PDF that you can download. You can either print out or, you know, use on a PDF to check out what it is to be a voiceover actor. I wrote this book a handful of years ago, and I think it's still very relevant today. It has all kinds of exercises, just like the workshop classes that I teach. Speaking of teaching, I'm also going to be teaching at Actors Connection. So if you really want to work with me, and it'd be great to work with you, go ahead and check out Actors Connection. I'm doing a class called From Stage to Screen, taking actors who have had a lot of stage experience and maybe want to transition into film and television work. In addition, I'm doing a voiceover class at Actors Connection. So I invite you to check that out. Also, my email address, in case you want to drop me a line, is castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com. So this entire episode got started with this message that I got, and I'm going to just read it to you. It's a really nice message, but I think it sort of, for me, it solidifies the reason that I do this, the reason that I do these weekly podcasts, because I'm trying to create a community of actors who are like-minded and who only want to express themselves in a creative way and how to do that professionally. So this message is from Jonathan, and so I'm going to read it right now. Hi, Jeffrey. My name is Jonathan, and I'm an actor based in Baltimore. After a few years of grinding post undergrad, I felt like I hit a wall in terms of the opportunities that were coming to me, and I was ready to shake things up, either by moving to a new region, going to grad school, or enrolling in a conservatory. And then COVID hit. It's been very challenging trying to stay focused on elevating my craft during this crazy time. But I just came across your podcast, and it has been invigorating to listen to. I've always dreaded self-tapes, but now that they've become more essential than ever, I feel so much more empowered to create quality video auditions, having gained your insight. I feel very confident that I'll be able to hit the ground running once the industry begins to return to normalcy. Thank you for your time and generosity. Thank you, Jonathan, for that. I really, really appreciate it. Those are the kind of messages and notes and questions and things that I've been getting for the couple of years that I've been doing the podcast. And I'm very touched. It really means a lot to me that you would take the time to want to extend your gratitude. I've heard you, and this is why I want to do this podcast today. Spending a little bit more time on some specifics about how to edit your self-submitted videos. So let's get right into it, shall we? So I think the first thing to deal with are common mistakes that I see. You know, I'm seeing and receiving a lot of auditions. We're doing a handful of projects right now. We're working on two feature films, and we're working on a project for the Connecticut Repertory Theater. So we're receiving a lot of submissions for material. And I just want to talk about common mistakes that I see in many of these auditions in the hopes that you won't repeat these mistakes, okay? I need a sip. Sorry about that. My air conditioning broke, and it's like, I don't know, somewhere around 90 to 1,000 degrees here, and I hope I'm not sweating too much on camera. I hope I can fix my hair a little bit and deal with the reality of the heat. Okay, so here are some common mistakes that are made. First of all, rough cuts. What I mean by that is I see mistakes in the way that you decide to cut your video. What I mean by that is when you open up on a live slate, for example, sometimes that live slate isn't cut cleanly. It doesn't give me a breath before you start talking, and it doesn't fade out. So it seems like these really harsh edits are taking place. And for me, that's a challenge. And the reason that it's a challenge is because it sort of jerks me into you, into your work, and then jerks me out of your work by doing harsh edits. So be very, very careful about the way that you edit. And that's something I'm going to spend a little more time talking to you about today. Exactly how do you fix that? The second are what I call shortcuts. And that means two things sometimes happen is that you cut yourself off at the end, or you cut yourself too early and now you're waiting and then you start talking. So that extra time on either end can be really kind of a distraction. It doesn't have a natural flow that any audition would have if you're doing a live audition. You come in, you say hello, you get yourself prepared, and then you do your work. Well, in the same way, there needs to be some kind of preparation demonstrated in your video. Now, I know that might sound contrary to what you might be thinking. I only want to get right to the work, but let me share some tips with you in just a moment about that. Number three, mistakes that I see, poor slates. People don't kind of consider that the slate is that initial first time you're meeting somebody, and the energy and the subtext and giving me a sense of who you are as a person is really, really important if you're going to be doing a live slate. So be very careful with your slate. It's not something to be dismissed. It's not something to make a huge deal out of at the same time. So finding that right balance is something that I would appreciate it if you spent some time on your slates in order to make them feel comfortable, natural, with a subtext going on of, I can't wait to show you how good I'm going to be in your audition. And then, of course, the other two technical things that I think are mistakes that people just don't think about or spend time on, and that is poor sound, using your cell phone, which is probably okay. Cell phones are a great device because the cameras are really relatively good. But if you don't have a microphone that is an external microphone, like a lavalier microphone that's clipped to your lapel and then goes into your device, then you're denying yourself an opportunity to sound the best that you can sound. Now, lavalier microphones are not that expensive, and I encourage you to really think about getting a lavalier mic for your sound quality. And then, of course, lighting. In addition to lighting, or lack thereof, I would really appreciate being able to see you really fully and completely in your audition. But also along with lighting, as I see very busy backgrounds or backgrounds, I just looked at a video this morning that it was in a person's kitchen, and that in and of itself isn't a bad thing. But what was so weird is that they could have spent a few extra minutes cleaning the kitchen. Do you know what I'm saying? They got the breakfast dishes kind of hanging out there. That's kind of not helping me feel good about your work. Go figure. So in addition to good, clean lighting, is you want a good, clean background if you can in your work. So as we talk about the editing tutorial, and I know this might seem a little bit difficult to do in a podcast and also in a YouTube video, because there's plenty of videos and information out there about being an editor. But I just want to draw your attention to the basic concepts of video editing and video editing vocabulary, so that you have a really good idea about how to approach the work once you've recorded it. So if you look at any basic editing screen, and I'm talking about there are lots of free program editing programs that are out there. For example, iMovie, if you are on an Apple product. If you're on a PC, there are a bunch of free programs that are out there. I'm not going to spend time going through each one of those, but I will talk to you about the areas of editing on the platforms that you're going to be working on, just to give you an idea about how it looks. And again, this is general information about how to edit. The first thing you want to pay attention to is the media area on your screen. Now, the media area is the place where you bring in all of your video material. It's also where you bring in the JPEG, the picture format of your headshot. That's also a place where you can bring in some additional graphics information. Like if you're going to be doing a live slate, you might want to include some additional graphical information. So the upper left-hand area of most screens, not all, but most screens is called media. And literally, it's dragging and dropping that media into that particular area. So once you have all of that media to go, for example, your audition that you've recorded from your cell phone, you might have to upload that to the cloud and then bring it down again, unless you have a direct connection to your laptop. By the way, I don't recommend editing your video on your cell phone. I find that next to impossible to do without getting frustrated. It's so true. Just looking at a little tiny screen and using your thumbs to try and manipulate your video is just so impossible. My suggestion is to move it to a desktop or to a laptop if you have it, or you can do it on your iPad if you can, but the bigger screen is going to be much, much more helpful. So once you have shot your audition, and by the way, I've given a lot of past YouTube videos as well as given you some tutorials on exactly how to self-tape. So, you might want to check those out. But anyway, once you have all of that media on that part of the screen, then it's important to move it into what's called the timeline. Now, the timeline is usually on the lower half of your screen as you work on it. And this is a place where you take, you grab, and you pull down each of those pieces of media in the order that you want to see them. So that's your timeline. And so the very first thing that you might want to put in there is your headshot as a JPEG. Maybe you're not going to do a live slate. Maybe you just want to bring in your headshot. The next thing is your actual video. So once you bring all of those elements into your timeline, then it's really cool because you can edit those while in that timeline. And here are some really useful, I think, vocabulary that you can use for videotape editing. You need to know what a cut is. Now, a cut is just exactly what the word implies, which means a harsh edit. When you're cutting video, it's referred to oftentimes as an endpoint and an outpoint. So when you cut your video, you find the place that you want to make that cut, and then you put a marker there. Everything to the left of that marker is what you want cut. Then at the very end of your video, when you want to cut your video, the end of your video to the right of that end is where you want to cut. Now, I am not a big fan of harsh cuts. What I mean are straight cuts or linear editing of your video. Once you have your audition down, it might be valuable for you to fade in and fade out on your audition. I prefer it. And fading in is exactly what the name implies, that you bring me into your video, do your audition, and then you fade out slowly to black as you exit your video. Having a fade in and a fade out is really a very smart, it's not slick, it's just a really kind of easy, natural way to bring me into viewing your work, as opposed to a harsh edit, which can kind of jolt me into your environment and not necessarily get me into your work right away. In fact, in a way, it has a tendency to make, you know, take a few minutes in order for me to focus on your work. Wouldn't it be better to bring me into your work? And that means your audition itself needs to have a little bit of what I call prior action. Something is taking place before the audition starts. And then conversely, at the end, keep that last moment going as you fade out on a 3 or a 5 count. So those are some vocabulary terms: cut, fade in, fade out. And that's in the storyboard or the timeline. It's called the storyboard or the timeline, and that's where you can do that. So that's the second section. The third section is what's called the preview or the monitor, and that just is giving you the visual representation of the work that you're currently doing on your editing. So you've got these three areas on your screen, and now we know about cut, fades. The other one is called the transition. And transitions are used when we go from one thing to another. Oftentimes, there is a way which you can manipulate the data to look more interesting. Now, hear me clear. As it relates to doing video auditions, do not do fancy transitions. You don't need it. You don't need to learn it. If you're not given instructions on what to do on your audition, for example, if the casting director has not laid out how they want you to do the slate or how they want you to do the audition, then the default setting should be your headshot with a graphic telling me the name of the project, your name, and the character's name. Then you fade out on a 3 to 5 count on your headshot. You fade up on you in your audition. Then you do the entire audition. At the very end of the audition, you fade out on a 3 or a 5 count. And then you give me perhaps another picture, another headshot, or the same headshot with graphic information saying thank you for watching and a way to contact you. That's the default setting. Also know that there is an implied assumption that you are not editing within your audition, and that's rather important. If I see some cuts or some edits during the course of that audition, then I am kind of assuming that you didn't get all the way through the audition, that you did it in chunks or in pieces. And that is not necessarily a good thing. So you might want to just be really clear that when you are videotaping your audition, it's in one take. Now, having said that, make a promise to yourself that when you're videotaping your auditions, that you're only going to do it in three, maybe four takes. Don't make yourself crazy doing multiple takes until you're ready to jump out a window. Please don't do that. So there are some basic editing tips. Now, these are not hard. If you are completely kind of freaked out about having to do any editing, I encourage you, in the strongest, warmest, nicest possible terms, try it. Jump in with both feet. You will be so surprised at how much more professional your auditions are going to look just by spending that little extra time learning some basic video editing concepts. Please let me know if this has been helpful for you today. What kind of editing do you do? What kind of programs do you use to edit your videos? I would love to know. So shoot me a line. Give me some feedback, because I would love to share your reactions to this podcast and this video. But I'd also love to hear from you about what are your tips, what are your techniques for sending out videos to casting. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Thank you for joining me today on Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.